Welcome to Reflections on the Sunday Sermon from March 16, 2025. The speaker was Pastor Amy Peters. Breathing. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Psalm 46:10. "I missed the exit," exclaimed my daughter. "Sorry, I'll get off at the next one and head back." I closed my eyes and concentrated on my breathing. 1, 2, in. 3, 4, out. I wondered how my husband, awaiting a heart ablation at Hahnemann Hospital in Philadelphia, was breathing, while Ron tried to remain positive despite the multiple surgeries he'd had in the last 10 years. The cardiologist was concerned about Ron's heart. It was enlarged and only working at 30% capacity. An ablation, which destroyed parts of the heart to restore normal rhythm, was minimally invasive, but no surgery had ever been routine for my husband. "It's not 9 o'clock yet," said Bonnie. "Surgery isn't until 9. We'll make it." "Sure," I said, although I had my doubts. Ron was probably already being prepped for surgery and might be on his way to the operating room. I held back my tears. I'd always been able to pray with Ron and kiss him before each surgery. It looked like I might not make this one. "Let's pray," I told Bonnie. "I'll call Chris. She can pass the word at church today." Breathe in the Spirit of God. At Sunday's service, Pastor Amy spoke about J.D. Walt's ministry and a breathing exercise that can help us to calm our hearts and minds and concentrate on God. It's a simple practice that can provide assurance for us in any situation. Be conscious of your breathing as you try this. Breathe and exhale deeply. Remember that Jesus grounds you. Your breath comes from God. Be still. Inhale deeply and hold for a count of two. And know, expel your breath for a count of two, that I, inhale deeply and hold for a count of two, and God, expel your breath for a count of two. You can continue the verse using two words at a time to rest in the mercy of God. As J.D. reminds us in the video, we have nothing else to do in those moments but to rest in God and be his child. My daughter and I knew our loved one was a child of God. As Bonnie expertly drove us back to Hahnemann, we breathed and prayed. God knew what was best for Ron. I knew our entire congregation would also be praying, alerted by my best friend, Chris. We reached the hospital at 9:30 and took the elevator up to Ron's room, expecting he would already be in surgery. But my husband greeted us with a bright smile. "They canceled surgery," he said as we hugged and kissed him. He didn't know why. In a few minutes, the cardiologist stepped into the room. "We were preparing him for surgery," he said, when suddenly his heart went back into rhythm. "It's beating normally now." He held his hands up. "I can't explain it." Bonnie and I looked at each other. "Do you know what time that was?" I asked. Dr. Engel looked at his watch. "Around 9:05, I think." We nodded, understanding that God had heard and responded to our prayers. "I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." John 16:33. We live in a troubled world with many unknowns, but we can always and anywhere breathe in the peace of God. How can you trust his peace today?